Prosecutors stated that they presented the case to the Central District of California in mid-September. That happened to correspond with the confirmation of the President Biden appointee to the United States Attorney, Martin Estrada. The case agent and I asked to participate in that presentation, but it was denied. Garland will almost certainly be asked to explain the discrepancy between his testimony and that of Shapley. 4. Did the Department of Justice slow walk the Hunter Biden investigation to help Joe Biden? Shapley testified that career officials at the Department of Justice deliberately stalled the investigation of Hunter Biden's tax violations so that they would hit the window before the 2020 presidential election and therefore have an excuse not to act, presumably to help Biden's chances of defeating President Trump. Yet, after former Vice President Joseph Biden became the presumptive Democratic nominee for president in early April 2020, career DOJ officials dragged their feet on the IRS taking these investigative steps. By June 2020, those same career officials were already delaying overt investigative actions. This was well before the typical 60 to 90 day period when DOJ would historically stand down before an election. It was apparent that DOJ was purposely slow-walking investigative actions in this matter. This would be another example of the DOJ being politicized under Trump, not to help him, but to hurt him. 5. Did the Department of Justice obstruct justice by tipping off the Bidens? Shapley testified that Assistant U.S. Attorney Wolf warned Hunter Biden's attorneys about potential aspects of the inquiry. In one case, she allegedly tipped them off about a possible search of Hunter Biden's business documents. On December 10, 2020, the prosecutorial team met again to discuss the next steps. One piece of information that came out of the day of action was that Hunter Biden vacated the Washington, D.C., office of Owasco. His documents all went into a storage unit in Northern Virginia. The IRS prepared an affidavit in support of a search warrant for the unit, but also Wolf once again objected. My special agent in charge and I scheduled a call with United States Attorney Weiss on December 14 just to talk about that specific issue. United States Attorney Weiss agreed that if the storage unit wasn't accessed for 30 days we could execute a search warrant on it. No sooner had we gotten off the call than we heard also Wolf had simply reached out to Hunter Biden's defense counsel and told him about the storage unit, once again ruining our chance to get to evidence before being destroyed, manipulated, or concealed. Wolf also allegedly stopped prosecutors from asking a witness about the infamous email found on Hunter Biden's laptop, that 10% of a joint venture with a Chinese government-linked company was to be held for the big guy. Weiss was in and out for the rest of the meeting, but it went downhill from there. We shared with prosecutors our outline to interview Hunter Biden's associate, Rob Walker. Among other things, we wanted to question Walker about an email that said, 10 held by H for the big guy. We had obvious questions like who was H, who the big guy was, and why this percentage was to be held separately with the association hidden. But also Wolf interjected and said she did not want to ask about the big guy and stated she did not want to ask questions about Dad. When multiple people in the room spoke up and objected that we had to ask, she responded, "There's no specific criminality to that line of questioning." Shapley also said that a group of people very close to President Biden and Hunter Biden were tipped off by the FBI about being interviewed by investigators, meaning that most potential witnesses could not be interviewed. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.